Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin, Resident Emily with us, and a special guest, Robin Rao. This is podcast number 54, and we're going to talk about being vulnerable in group life. So, Robin, for the leaders that don't know you, tell them what you do and who you are.
Well, thank you for having me here. My name's Robin Rao. My husband, Steve, and I have been coming to Grace for about 12 years. For the past 10 years, we led hosted a home grace group, but we're taking a little hiatus from that right now. But I still am active in the women's Bible studies. I also volunteer with Grace Central, and I'm part of the Navigator team.
That's wonderful.
We have 4 grown children, 10 grandchildren, who all live around here, and just blessed to be part of Grace.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thanks, Robin. So, in your time leading groups of varying types over the years, why would you say being vulnerable within the group is important?
Well, I think if you're not vulnerable, if you can't share your heart and you're just there, you're not going to get to know one another.
Yeah.
Vulnerability, it was kind of a buzzword that we used at the women's retreat. Yeah. There were over 200 women there, and we divided up into the tables and had our discussions after wonderful teachings. And there was a lot of people sharing, a lot of women sharing some deep, heavy stuff. If we don't do that with one another, we can't get close. That's a sense of belonging for us to be vulnerable, and everybody wants to belong.
Sure.
Absolutely. What role would you say that the leader of a group plays in actually like setting the tone for vulnerability in group?
Well, not that we're more important than anyone else, but if the leader doesn't set the tone, then nobody else is going to follow. So it's like a follow the leader thing.
Yeah.
If I'm willing to, even at the first meeting, open up something about myself that maybe no one knows, that leads others to put their guard down and say, well, I can share that piece of information too. It's that transparency. And we want to, as Christians, we want to be transparent because transparency means God's light is shining through us.
Sure.
Yeah. And people see us, and they see him inside of us. And in order to be transparent, we have to let our guard down and share. We have to talk about the things in our lives that maybe are unpleasant, but that's what we're all here for. We want to share Jesus with people, have them meet him and follow him. And so you have to be vulnerable to do that.
Yeah. And I assume you, in all of your groups and the groups that Em and I are involved with, we always remind them that it's a safe place. What's said in group stays
absolutely
in group, right? And
so
that sort of sets the tone for that, and
then
the leader showing their vulnerability as well.
And that's something we always reiterate.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, this is a safe space.
Definitely.
And the people around the table have to know that too, and they have to be on board with that.
Yep.
I mean, I've had the same women pretty much in my group for 10 years, and so we just all know each other.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if somebody new comes in, that's helpful because everybody there is already confident in knowing that there's that confidentiality.
Yeah.
And that's vital. It's vital.
Yeah.
So if you have somebody in your group that just doesn't share from a vulnerable space or they're guarded, how could you encourage them to open up some?
That the leader starts by maybe sharing something that's on her heart.
Yeah.
We can't force anybody to be vulnerable. You just can't. You can just set the tone, set the mood. It may take some time for people. You have to be patient. And some may never get there. They may not ever open up like others. And I think this younger people are more easily to talk to one another these days. I have a group of older women. I'm probably the youngest one at my table. And they just don't share as readily and as easily. They don't want people to know those things. So, I think
somewhat of a generational thing.
I think it is.
I think the culture here at Grace lends itself to vulnerability. People are more open. I see that in my own children. They're more open with sharing, as opposed to us in our 60s and 70s. We're not used to doing that.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
We didn't have all the social, those social skills, maybe, so to speak, that younger people have. But it's still necessary.
Yep.
It's still necessary.
I feel like I found, too, that, the individual relationships you build with people in your group is like really helpful too, to just help them to feel like
absolutely.
They can be vulnerable
and,
in group too.
But, and there may be somebody in your group, and you'll get to know this, that they won't share openly there, but they'll catch you after the group.
Which is still a
100%
win. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's important then to give them that time to share with you and go, oh, well, there is some stuff there and we'll work on that.
Yeah, that for absolutely happens in my chaplaincy work at the firehouse. Those guys are guarded and they're not going to share feelings.
Yes, feelings, right, right.
But they'll catch me alone when I'm there and then they share some. So.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice, like for, say somebody does share something vulnerable or heavy in group, do you have any advice for group leaders on how to like actually respond to that in a group setting or maybe like do's and don'ts with that?
Well, we do always want to show grace. We don't ever want to, when that person is sharing and talking, don't look at other people around the room like with big eyes, you know, like, oh, I can't, she's saying that, you know. We don't ever want to give that impression, or don't whisper to somebody or look at somebody. It's almost like you're telling a secret, so we want to make sure that we're looking at them and being very attentive to that person they're sharing. You know, don't downplay when they're done talking. Don't downplay it, oh, it'll be okay, because maybe it isn't and maybe it's been a long-term thing. We don't want to pry. We don't, when they're done sharing, they're done. We don't say, oh, did you do this? Or, oh, did he do that? Or, oh, did she or they? Because then they feel like you're digging.
Sure.
You're digging more than what they wanted to give.
Sure.
So I think if it's been heavy, we want to pray over them as soon as they're done talking, or at the very least, at the end of the group, we circle around them and we pray specifically for that.
Yeah, like brushing over it.
Yeah, you want to let them know that, man, thank you for being so vulnerable.
Absolutely, we care. Yes, yeah.
So, Robin, over the years, I'm sure you have learned to share some vulnerable things and be open with your ladies. Can you share a little bit about how maybe a time that happened where, man, it was a growth period.
There's been a few, but one very in particular one, and this was a few years ago here at Grace, a friend of mine in the group, and I had just gotten to know her. I didn't know a lot about her, but she shared a very heavy thing. She had 2 abortions when she was in college. One when she was 19 and 18 and 19. I'm not sure. But anyway, she shared that with the whole Bible study group. And it humbled me so much because I have been a very outspoken pro-life, not a radical, but I don't hesitate to talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's one of my passions to, you know, that issue. And it was remarkable to me that how many times I've opened my mouth and said something about an abortion or what I felt about it. And there was somebody in my presence who had experienced it and is mourning, grieving over that lost baby.
For sure.
Because now she doesn't have grandchildren. And so she's like, I could have had grandchildren, but I did this.
Yeah.
Now she is... works with the pro-life movement. She is an amazing woman and a godly woman. But it humbled me to where that was a learning experience for me.
Yeah, it definitely teaches you that, you know, to always be considerate about your words and not assume.
Always think that somebody in your group maybe would be hard about that.
Yeah.
So, Robin, that's super helpful. Thank you for sharing. Is there one or two things that you'd want to leave our group leaders with?
Really just be there for your people. It's hard. It's hard to keep in touch with every person. But if you know instinctively there's someone in your group, you can just tell by their demeanor, then reach out to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we're a coffee get-together lunch culture here.
Yeah.
So
especially
we,
us ladies.
Yes. So we call them or we catch them after group and say, hey, I really need to ask you something. And maybe even in the guise that you want some advice from them.
Yeah,
but
true.
Not that I'm trying to dig into what you just said, but spend time with them. Get scripture is always great, you know, to talk about those kinds of things. So I would say, just offer your support and your concern, and you know, always always pray before you do anything.
Yeah,
that's really good.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's really good. Thanks, Robin, for your time and your knowledge and experience. We sure do appreciate it, and I'm sure your ladies appreciate it. And Grace as a whole, the kingdom is benefited from your participation. Well, so thank you.
And vice versa. We are just so grateful to have Grace and the
so
people in it.
Group leaders, thank you for your time. Appreciate you listening in every week, and hope you gathered something from Robin today that will help you in your group life. God bless.